William Morrow and Harper Audio present Highland Treasure, Highland Brides by Lindsay Sands. Performed by Derek Perkins. Prologue. The soft jingle of keys stirred Elisanne from a fitful sleep. Curled up on the damp, dirt floor and facing the stone wall, she couldn't see who was approaching, but didn't particularly care. It would either be DiBucci or one of his men come to drag her up into the great hall to beat her again, or perhaps to do something worse this time, since the beating hadn't worked to get the information he was looking for. Thoughts of those worse things made her fingers tighten around the corners of the smelly, ragged blanket she'd dragged around herself to ward off the chill in the cold dungeon. DiBucci had threatened several tortures for their next meeting, as he'd had his men drag her away. Rape, cutting off a hand or a foot, marking her face with a hot iron so none would look upon her without horror. He'd listed other threats, but she hadn't heard them since his voice had become a muted growl from behind her as she was dragged down into the bowels of hell that was the dungeon of Kinnersley. Elisande had never much considered whether she was a brave woman or not, but this experience had taught her that she wasn't. Because had she the answer the man was looking for, she would have given it to him about halfway through the earlier beatings. But she didn't know the answer to his repeated and insistent roar of, "Where is it?" "What?" she'd cried just as often, desperate to end the abuse, only to be told, "You know what? Where is it?" But Elisande hadn't known. That morning she'd woken, happy and cheerful, in her bed, in the home she'd grown up in.